You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place.
We are in this sermon series called The Gifts of Grace, Generating Gratitude and Generosity. And last week we looked at the greatest commandments, to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. And we discovered that those two commandments hang on two really important ideas and practices in our lives: gratitude and generosity. That we begin to use our mind, as we are loving God with our mind, to list off all of the many things, all of the many people that we are grateful for. And as we begin to do that, we begin to notice that our world is God-drenched, that it is Spirit-immersed, that God is literally all around us and everywhere. And that gratitude, as we list it off and begin to notice it and see it, begins to be experienced. It becomes an emotion. It's something that comes out of the heart. I feel God. I feel this gratitude for God. And that gets deep into our bones at the soul level. And once something like that begins to happen, friends, it begins to come out in our actions, in our strength. And it comes bursting out, and we discover, I love God. I see God everywhere and all around me, and it spills out so much so that I begin to look at my neighbor and go, I love you too. How can I help? How can I come alongside? How can I serve you? Because I am abundantly grateful and graced by God Almighty. And that brings us to our text here today with a sermon called The Greatest Gift. What does it mean to give the greatest gift? And this text has two very contrasting stories. One, Jesus says, beware the scribes who wear long robes. It's a good thing I'm not in my robe today. Let me tell you, I am purposely looking this way right now because, woo, beware the scribes wearing long robes. Jesus says this literally as he is sitting outside of the treasury of the temple, watching people come and bring their gifts to the temple. He says, beware these religious leaders and what they're doing, because they are doing it for show. They're doing it to manipulate you. They are devouring the widow's house and wealth and even poverty. They're doing it for themselves. They are being selfish. It's all about them, their show, their program, their building, their synagogue, their temple, their church, their worship service, this edifice that they are making for themselves. That's all about them. Manipulating people along the way, manipulating their emotions, creating a wake of spiritual abuse and misuse of people's hearts, minds, souls, and strength. That includes their time and their finances. And in contrast to that, Jesus points to his disciples, this lonely widow, who has two coins, two small copper coins, and she drops them into the basket or the bucket or whatever it was that day. And Jesus says, look at that widow right there. She gave the greatest gift of all. Why? Because while these folks were giving out of their abundance and doing it for self, this widow gave out of her poverty. She gave all that she had, everything she had to live on. I want you to hear that, that drastic difference between those who give out of abundance, where it doesn't really hurt for them to give something. In fact, they get something out of it. Look at me. Look at what I gave. Look what I have done. And instead, here's the widow going, I know I have come into the ministry of the house of God, and I'm going to give out of the last bit that I have. I am going to take a massive risk here. I'm putting it all on the line. A radical generosity. A radical generosity that goes so far to say the self and everything that it is going to be all in. Everything that I am, everything that I'm worth, I'm putting it in the basket. All my eggs in this basket. I'm going for it. Everything is in. And Jesus tells his disciples, that right there, that's generosity. That right there, that's the gift. Right there, that's the true giver, the one who gives it all. That's the kind of gift that goes the distance. You and I have a choice each and every moment of our lives to decide whether we're going to give just a little extra out of our life to whoever we encounter, to whichever neighbor that we're supposed to love, or we can choose to be fully present, to put the full self in the service, to be there when it counts, to give in such a way that hurts, to give in such a way that it puts our very life on the line. There's so many parts of our lives where you and I need to go all in. We need to take all the chips, whether they're a lot or little, and go, I'm putting it all in. At this moment, for this person, for this thing, for this circumstance, for this community, for this relationship. I'm all in. I'm not holding back. I'm not doing this because it's not going to hurt me. I'm doing this because I really love you. Who is that person for you? Who is that community for you? What is that cause for you? What is that mission-oriented community that says, here, we've got something for you to truly live for that gives you purpose in life, for you to say, I'm going all in. That's what our world needs right now from you and me. That is what our God is calling you and me towards, to be the kind of people who go all in, that give until it hurts, because we believe, because we love, because we know it's what I need and what the world needs. Friends, you have that opportunity this week. You're going to have multiple opportunities this week to be able to do that. There are going to be people that you bump into immediately after leaving this online worship service. There's going to be situations that you run into that for you to help, for you to come alongside, for you to care, it's going to take some sort of sacrifice. It's going to hurt. It's going to come out of a place of going, I actually need this resource of time or money or moment in my life. I don't really have something to spare. And when that thought goes through your head, push through it and go, yep, this is something that God has put along my path. I am giving all that I have in this moment. Give that full self, heart, soul, mind, strength. And in so doing, you will discover your real self, your core self, that very being that God designed, created, and made and molded into who you are and who you are truly meant to become. And friends, when you do that, you will feel alive. Maybe for the first time ever. Friends, let us give the greatest gift.